Breakthrough Technology of 2008, Part 2. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A monitor that gives drivers a 360-degree view around their cars and an efficient new computer chip that promises to further blur the distinction between computers and cell phones are among the top technology breakthroughs of 2008, according to Popular Mechanics magazine. Senior technology editor Glenn Doreen says in selecting its breakthrough award winners, the magazine looks for transformative technology, something achieved by Nissan with its Around View monitor.
The interesting thing about the Nissan Around View monitor is it takes a technology that's been advancing pretty haltingly for the past couple of years, which is backup cameras. And the backup cameras are good. They help in parking, and they do have a bit of a safety functionality. But having a 360 view of what's going on around your car truly takes that to a new level. Not only can you just parallel park more easily, which is, you know, nice and convenient and all, but it's a great safety feature. If there was, for instance, a kid running next to your car, you wouldn't necessarily see him until he popped up behind you, and it might be too late. But when you get a 360 view of your car, you see the entire environment, and you can really make decisions based on what's all around you, what's coming at you from almost any angle. And it allows you to drive, or at least park. Remember, this thing turns off at around 10 miles an hour. It allows you to park in a far sort of safer, more confident manner.
Nissan's Around View monitor is currently available as an option on new Infiniti models. The Intel Atom processor is another recipient of Popular Mechanics 2008 Breakthrough Awards.
Well, the Atom is part of a new generation of processors, which is going to be probably one of the most transformative things in electronics as a whole, in fact. The new processors that are coming out are essentially giving cell phone-like devices, in other words, pocket-style electronics, true processing power on par with what we expect from a computer. And that will truly revolutionize what you can expect out of small electronics. And it also really enables the concept of pervasive computing, which has been popular for a while. These chips are cheap, they're super low power, and yet at the same time they have a lot of processing capability, and that means that you can essentially move the productivity that you have on a PC to any tiny little device.
The next Popular Mechanics breakthrough gadget of 2008 actually hit the scene at the end of last year. It's the Amazon Kindle electronic reader.
This is not the first e-reader out there. Sony had one of the first modern ones, and then there are some that date back even to the 90s. There were a bunch of failed attempts at this. What the Kindle does, which is really revolutionary, is it integrated an EVDO antenna into the book and allowed you to purchase directly from the machine. It really avoided a lot of the computer tethering that other devices had and allowed you to think of it very much more like a book, like something that just sits in your bag, and then when you want to get a new book, you shop directly from it. You don't feel like it's a computer accessory. You feel like it's an electronic version of what you love about books.
That's Glenn Doreen, senior technology editor at Popular Mechanics magazine. Other gadgets the magazine is honoring this year include a combination jigsaw reciprocating saw, a digital camera for peeking inside walls, and a water-conserving toilet with a sink and faucet atop the water tank. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.